Chris, a draw at the end. Your thoughts on the result?
Look, I think in terms of second half, I thought we were excellent. Played really, really well. Good. Moved the ball really quickly, switched the play, got behind them. You know, listen, their goalkeeper was what, man of the match today. Thought he was excellent. I thought, you know, our goalkeeper's made some great saves as well. Made a 1-0 to keep us in it, and then right at the death as well, where we switched off. But look, when you create that many chances and, you know, we've got behind them, the opportunities, then we should be winning the game. But I think it's important then that you don't lose it and you take a point. So, you know, I thought some of the play in the second half of 20, 25 minutes was excellent. They couldn't get out. They couldn't really get near us. And I think, you know, we've created four or five really good opportunities. Hit the bars twice. I think Sam Phillips has missed the chance of the back post. I think their goalkeeper's made two or three excellent saves. One from Luke, one from Steve Leslie, one from Nick Rushton. So, you know, look, we've knocked at the door. We've asked questions all day. And in all fairness to them, that, you know, they defended really well. Their goalkeeper's had one of those games, which is an opposition manager. You hope that he doesn't. And he's had one, you know, and that sometimes happens. But like I said, it was important we never lost the game. But, you know, we could have done right at the end, which is... But we've defended it and scrambled it away before they could score. So, lots of positives to take. I'm really happy with the performance. I'm really pleased because I thought, you know, we caused them lots of problems throughout the game, really.
And again, Laffin Park proving to be a very difficult place for any team to get a win here at all. And, you know, as you mentioned, the second half, that it just shows that the team can create those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's never in doubt. The way we play this year, that, you know, we want to try and be front foot orientated and dictate the game and dictate the tempo and create chances and move the ball. And, you know, that's what we're about this year. And I think that's probably, you know, sums up our home record, which is very good. But, you know, we've got two games left now at home and two games away. I think we've got four left. So, but, you know, it sets us up really nicely now for the Christmas games. The lads are really looking forward to them. You know, it's always a good buzz to play, you know, where you want to play over the festive period. And, you know, we'll have a real tough game against Aberystwyth, who, you know, we're going really well. You know, they had that purple patch a couple of months ago where they won, I think, five or six on the spin. So, you know, they've got a really experienced manager and they work hard for their manager as well, the players. So we're looking forward to it. But, and we know if we can replicate how we play today, you know, that's a standard now for the players. You know, we might always not, you don't always get results. I think the real home game in the Welsh Cup proved that as well. But if we can keep our performance levels high and then when those chances come, take them, then, you know, we'll do okay this season.
Carmarthen had a penalty on the 32nd minute. From my angle, it looked very 50-50. Your thoughts on the decision?
Yeah, I think it looked a 50-50. We thought it was a foul on Callum, really. Their players leaned into him and come from behind him, and then the referees deemed that Callum's fouled him. I think, though, if you're giving that, then you have to give the one with Kieran Mills-Evans in the second half. You know, that was a 50-50 shout, you know, that he has to give that. If he's given the one in the first half, if that's the way he's refereeing the game, no problems if that's the way he's refereeing. But you've got to be consistent, and, you know, limited contact for their penalty. Obviously, if anything, it's a foul on Callum, and then it's contact on Kieran. You know, the boys are adamant in there. It's a foul. The lads who are around it around the incident, and Kieran himself is adamant it's a foul. We'll have to have a look back at it. But, you know, if we haven't had it, then, you know, I'm sure these things even itself up over the season anyway. So,
and Lee Idzi, the Carmarthen goalkeeper, he kept them in it, didn't he, really, with those saves, as you mentioned. But those shots, you know, normally they'd find the back of the net, but the goalkeeper, just it was his day, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, I think he had one of them games where you don't want, you know, as an opposition manager, you don't want him to play like that. But, you know, fair play to him. You know, he's a good keeper, Lee. He's been in the league a long time. You know, and today he had a really good day at the office for him. And unfortunately for us, I just thought when we were on top, you just felt the goal was going to come. It was there for us. We were the dominant side. We caused them lots of problems. But, you know, sometimes that happens. But the important part is you don't lose the game. You don't get gone with a sucker punch. And we nearly did in the last sort of kick of the game. And that can't happen. You know, we give away a sloppy play to give away a corner, not dealt with it. And then the ball in the box and, you know, people not staying, not switched on, not concentrating. And we got away with one at the end because, you know, that ball could have easily gone in the back of the net. And this interview would be a completely different interview. But, but no, you know, when chances created, the balance of play, you know, I felt we should have won the game. But we didn't lose the game, and that's important.
Absolutely. Obviously, Aberystwyth on Boxing Day. Craig Williams is back, so that'll certainly help strengthen the squad.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're running a little bit short on numbers due to, obviously, you know, suspensions hitting us hard, injuries, and obviously players leaving us. So, you know, Craig coming back in will be you know, important one, and it'll just bring us back up to strength for the next 2 weeks before the window opens, and we can get some bodies in, because we need some bodies just to help the lads out that we've got here, really. You know, we can't, you know, the players have been superb so far, absolutely superb in the way they've approached every game, the way they played. But we need to get some bodies in. So something that myself, working with the club have been fantastic in supporting me. And, you know, we're hoping that come January, we can get some new faces in.
Absolutely. All right, perfect.